Oh, hi, Chester. It's Tina from Local Splash. Getting back to you. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. So I think it's my understanding that you recently signed up with us and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's going on?
Well, so it started out that with this other company I was with, Town Square, I was getting calls from places I don't even go, and it's too, like, majority of them was too far for me to travel. Some was in other different states.
Okay.
And so I was told by Michael that I had two different profiles that was causing this to continue on, even though I switched companies. Guess what? I'm getting the same results I was getting from Town Square. And I got, and so, hold on a minute. Let me just run something by you here real quick.
Of course.
So at 226, before I started, keeping track, there was like a 353, no, it's 859 area codes, but, 353-7428. That's in Berea. There was one in Lawrenceburg. There's one in Frankfort. So on 227, I got started that morning. There was a number of 586-0148 coming from Cold Springs, Kentucky, wherever that's at. Here's a 937-896-5232, Dayton, Ohio. We're in Kentucky. But anyway, there's Corbin, there's Manchester, there's Paris, Frankfort, Berea. And then today, today alone, here it is, 12 o'clock, I've got one in from Richmond, Harlan, Lawrenceburg, and Berea. I get nothing in Lexington, I get nothing in Georgetown, and that's where I'm stationed. So I was getting more calls from, Town Square in my area, like Georgetown and Lexington. My complaint was, I was tired of getting all these other calls from places I don't even go, tying up my time, and I got to explain to the customer, hey, I don't travel that far. Well, your name popped up. Well, I'm sorry, I can't control Google. I don't know what to tell you, but again, I'm getting no calls. I ain't going to say no calls, but since I've signed up with y'all, I've got three calls from Georgetown. I may have got six or seven out of Lexington. And I can't take all the calls because some things they called me with or issues, I can't help them. If they got a gas stove, I don't work on gas stoves. So I don't necessarily get that call. But again, if they concentrated on all these calls I get from other places and bring them in closer to me, I'd have no complaints. But these, I got the numbers right here. I mean, and you can look up on the app.
On the dashboard.
The dashboard. You call the numbers back and look where they're from.
Okay.
This is crazy. Not only this, I was supposed to have been, Google,
the Google Guaranteed or the Google Verified Exclusive Lead Program?
Yes, that should have already taken place. And there's, you know, I done forked out all this money, and there's nothing going on there. And somebody said there's something still they're lacking. Well, I done went talked to two or three different people, and they have walked me through this and submitted it. And now they're trying to say there's still they're lacking some more information. So I'm not computer literate where I can sit down and figure this stuff out. So I need somebody to walk me through this. But as of right now, this is crazy. It's like they throwed me out here to the wolves and I've spent this money and I don't know what for because it's doing nothing. I understand it takes a little time, to get this going, but if they would concentrate on the time they've done put into this to push my name so far out here. I'm getting calls, the dang calls I can go do. So I told that Michael, which I don't care for him. I'd like to find someone, you know, somebody else to work with other than him.
Okay.
Because every time I talk to him, I don't know what it is on his phone, but it's constantly breaking up. And I told him, I said, I don't know what's going on with your phone, but I get little bits and pieces. He said, I'm just telling you. But anyway, I used to be with y'all years ago. I worked with a guy named Ivan.
Yep.
I know him and what's his name told me that's who I would, you know, if that's who I wanted, I could get him back. But anyway, this other crap here is just, I've got Town Square wanting me to come back and they make things right. So I'm kind of like in between a rock and a hard place here, but I'm really considering about going back because this is not working, period. And it's not working.
Okay.
I haven't even started to begin to recover the money that I've done spent with y'all.
Right. So I want to backtrack a little bit and just let you know that nobody can fix all of the issues that Town Square messed up on your Google Business page within 3 weeks. Industry standard is 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in only 45 to 60 days. So it's a little bit too early for all of the calls to be coming perfectly from the areas in, you know, Lexington and Georgetown that you want, okay? And that's just because it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. And the same thing goes for the Google Guaranteed Lead System. We quote that approval comes in within 4 to 8 weeks. So it's a little bit premature. Yes, you already sent in the application, which is great because you got that piece of the puzzle completed, but it is in processing. So they're in the process of getting you approved for that background check to start those leads. So, you know, everything is definitely in full force and it's in progress, and I don't see that there's any problems in the areas that you're set to. It's just that, you know, if there's a Mickey Mouse company out there like Town Square that goes in and messes up your Google page and has you getting calls from all of these wrong areas, it takes a lot of time to get that cleaned up. Now, they're promising you, oh, if you come back to us, we'll do much better and we'll get this all fixed for you. But I want to let you know that there's two companies that Local Splash has legal issues with. One is Town Square Media. The other one's called Ali Ali. And what they do is they call Local Splash clients and they say, you know, oh, Local Splash isn't working with Google's best practices and their websites are copy and paste. And they say all these things to make the person scared. But the reason they're scam companies and that we have legal issues with them is that when the companies jump ship and go back to them, they never contact us to get access to the Google page again. So those people are pretty much throwing the money down the toilet because Town Square can't do anything with the listing if they don't have access to it. Right? And they can't create a new one because that would be a duplicate and it would hurt your rankings. So, you know, what I would suggest is absolutely, you know, wait the time out for this to all come to full fruition because, you know, once it does, you're going to explode with results. And I always tell people that it is within your second month that you see the program pop. That's when it does come to full fruition, right? So, you know, I can give you a little bit more time on the back end if you like, you know, only because your agreement shows that it's an automatic renewal each month on the 6th. You know, today's already the 2nd, so you would get billed again in, what, about 4 days. So if you wanted to, I could push that next billing out till March 20th. And then that would give you, you know, a little bit more time. But it also does show in the terms and conditions that all accounts canceled within the first 90 days require an early termination fee of $594. and I definitely don't want you to get, oh, I'm sorry, it's 597. I don't want you to get hit with that either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but these calls that are coming in, I just don't understand why y'all can't contact Google and find out, dig into this, because I don't see how this would.
Well, that's the process that takes 90 days, though, Chester, but we're a premier partner, so we do it in 45 to 60 days. So believe me, we're in constant contact with Google, getting this all reprogrammed for you, putting in content creation, mentioning that all of your service area is, you know, more local to you and you don't want those out of state and long calls, you know, but all of that takes a little bit of time to get cleaned up. So, you know, that's why, you know, I want to give you that extra time on the back end, because for you, it's going to take, you know, a little bit, you know, probably within the second month to get everything to work perfectly the way you want it to and get more of those local calls.
Yeah, why is it that I'm not getting anything local like the Georgetown area? How come they're so far? I mean, if you're getting all these so far away, how come they're none of them are closer to me?
Well, normally, if it was a new Google business profile and you just signed up with us, you wouldn't even get any calls until the second or the third month, right? But because we're cleaning up the other company's bad programming, that's what is kind of overlapping right now. Those calls that are coming from far away, they're all overlapping from old programming that the other company did for you, right? And that's all stuff that we're going in and getting with Google and getting it fixed for you. But it does take a little bit of time.
Do y'all do HomeVisor and all those other SOS, SOE, or what do you call them? HomeVisor.
We're not affiliated with HomeAdvisor or Angie's or anything like that. However, we do work with a lot of their clients. This is the other side of the coin. So you already have that Google Verified application in process. That's the part that once that gets approved, they're going to call you to activate the budget to start the leads, and the leads will start automatically that day if you're ready to turn the leads on and you activate the budget once you're approved. And the difference between those leads that would come through Google guaranteed as opposed to the ones that would have come to you back in the day through HomeAdvisor or through Angie's is that if you get a lead through this program, it exclusively comes to you. So it wouldn't go to you and five or six other guys like HomeAdvisor does, right? So you're going to have a much higher chance of converting it because it's only going to come to you. And then secondly, when you get a lead through Google Guaranteed, it's only going to get charged to you if it's an actual lead that's in your correct category. So if you got a call from 150 miles away or a bogus lead from an incorrect category, HomeAdvisor tends to charge you for all of those, right? With this, you're only going to get charged if it is a valid lead within your area.
Now, is that only like, you can pick like only leads in Georgetown and Lexington?
Exactly. You can pick leads only in Georgetown and Lexington for that program. We can run them wherever you like. If you ever wanted to expand the business, you could say, I want them to run in my whole county, right? But if you want just those two areas initially for the leads to run, we would set the criteria for the leads to only come from those two areas.
Yeah, but I said that. I just don't know. Like I said, my phone, I told Michael, you know, my phone's pretty much dead other than getting all these calls from places I don't go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. I'm sorry that you got entangled with that other company. I hear a lot of horror stories with them, but we'll get that all cleaned up for you. It's just that it takes a little bit of time, Chester. You've only been with us for 3 weeks, and nobody could do it in that time frame. Even though we're a premier partner to Google and we're ahead of the curve, it's still going to take a full 45 to 60 days to get that all cleaned up. So you're about halfway there right now. Which is why I wanted to, you know, just as a courtesy, push that next billing out for you just so that you have a little bit more time, you know what I mean, before that next payment hits again.
Which is how much?
It's for $249.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, and then I'll send a request over to the technicians to see if they can remove Michael as your account manager and have Ivan take over. I don't know what Ivan's role is now. I know he's still with the company, but if he's changed his role, if he still does the account management stuff, we'll have him get assigned to you. If not, we'll get someone that's really good or even better than Ivan, okay?
Yeah, they don't have a bad accident, so.
Yes. Yeah, I understand that too. Yeah. So we'll get somebody that's, you know, English speaking and doesn't have a bad accent so that you can communicate with them better. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So I have pushed that next billing out for you. And then my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you want to reach out to me in the future, you always can use me as a point of contact. And I will tell you, you know, I'm not an account manager. I don't do programming. So you might call me at some point where I can't help you, but I most certainly can get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week and hang in there. Be just a little bit patient, but we'll get this set up perfectly for you. And at the end of the day, you're absolutely going to love it. It will blow the revenue out of the water from anything that you can get off those other services. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great rest of your week too.
All right. You too.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Chester. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.